So we're way out here in faraway California. Our house feels like a summer cottage, lots of wood and windows to nature and walls that don't require northern insulation, and we feel like we're on vacation. Classes don't start until late August. Jack's cool with summer. Jennifer and I are a bit too type A. Life is short, much to accomplish. Write sentence fragments, no time for full thoughts. Every day I push Jack. I know, some great readers will say, lay off the kid. Do you push a plant to grow? Or they'll say, chill out. Jack would agree. On Sunday, we were throwing a lacrosse ball for fun and, of course, to improve with a new school, tryouts, etc., the yin and the yang. My little brothers, when they taught me tennis, would count consecutive good hits out loud to improve concentration and help reach flow. From the earliest days with my toddlers, I'd mimicked Pat and Jim's tennis coaching and played catch and count with my little ones. Yesterday, I said to Jack, let's go for 100 straight catches. After many streaks of 10 to 20, Jack said, we'll never hit 100. We've never caught 30 in a row. I said, what do you mean? We hit 200 that one time. He pointed out, that was when you had on your baseball glove, not a lacrosse stick. We continued and got on a roll, 28, 29, 30. Then at 31, he threw me a good ball, but it rattled off my basket and splashed into the dry-as-dust ball field. I turned to pick it up and angrily whipped my stick off the grass tops as if to punish it. Relax, Dad, Jack called from behind me. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're right, I said. I like his initiative. He's an everyday leader. When I was a kid and my dad was cursing, which he always did and only did when he was trying to fix something in the house, I never would have thought to coach him. I'm glad my kids are eager to coach me. Yin and yang are at work between the old and the young, the teacher and the student, the leader and the follower, the activist and the pacifist. In our society, we're way too stuck in top-down mode. Parents and bosses are ridiculous in their assumptions about how knowledge, values, and even wisdom should largely flow down. My boy has an old soul. Out of the mouths of babes is not the same as lightning strikes. It's not an accident that the newer eyes can see. Interns see dumb things we do, especially these technological kids who get it. Or a new political administration will ask why about things others have just grown accustomed to. And secretaries who execute stuff know way more about real issues than a conceptual boss does. So I will keep pushing Jack. He told me that Richard Sharp, his hero from the 20-some Bernard Cornwell novels he's read, has the primary strengths of courage and perseverance. I want to evoke those in Jack. And I will keep listening for what Jack's got to teach me. My friend Colleen Pober would call it glorious and magnificent how much synergy there is in life, leadership, and love. It helps to become an everyday follower if you want to lead with your best self.